Village Council meeting. Please stand for the pledge and prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Okay, this is a welcome to 2019. This is a special meeting that came about because of our health insurance. We weren't going to move the health insurance until the 1st of February, but we found out if we wait till February, our health insurance company that we had didn't have to cover claims that hadn't been filed yet. But if we left on December 31st for the next 12 months, so if you had a claim in November and the claim didn't get filed until later into this year, they would have to cover it if we left by December 31st, I guess. So we went ahead and made the move to that respect. But this new policy is better than, in many respects, than what we had had before. Before, the employees had to pay the full deductible with no co-pays. In other words, you go to a doctor, and if that office call costs you $200, you pay the $200, and that's what we funded the HSA. The intent was to do that. And it was $200 for a single and $400 for a family. Well, this new plan has co-pays. So you only have to pay the copay, and this money that we would put into what we're now going to an HRA would be strictly for those costs that are not covered, the part of the deductibles that are not covered by the copay. So it won't cost them so much out-of-pocket money just for a doctor's offices or a script. So what was proposed is that we cut our deductions in half. In other words, for a single, they get $1,000 a year, and for a family, $2,000 a year. And if you look at the spreadsheet that I put in front of you, it details there, it's basically a $32,000 savings when we look at that. And the village is caught 95% of that's $28,000. So all we really need to address tonight is your authorization to fund it at $1,000 per single and $2,000 per family in the HRA rather than $2,000 single and $4,000 for family under the HSA as we had before. And the reason we had to meet before the first payroll, which is next week, or the end of this week, I guess it is. So we needed to meet before that payroll so Amy can determine what amount to fund these with. So, anybody have any questions?
I need to do a roll call.
Yeah.
Cheney.
Yes.
Maurer. Yes. Bordenkircher.
Yes.
Fortune.
Yep.
Lusk.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Here.
Okay.
All right, now, any discussion on any questions, discussion on what Amy has put forth here for us to look at and hopefully act upon?
So we're going with the recommended 2019, the medical mutual,
mm-hmm.
The very first one, the one in the first column.
I'll make a motion to do that.
I'll second.
Okay, the motion is we'll fund the HRA at $1,000 per individual and $2,000 per family. Okay, you can call the roll, Chris.
Maurer, yes. Bordenkircher.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Lusk.
Yes.
Fortune.
Yep.
Cheney.
Yes.
All right, motion carries. That's the sole purpose of tonight's meeting, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion adjourned.
Okay.
So we're good. We go, our policy is to be medical mutual.
What you see
on
that.
What if they do individual policies?
Have to contact an agent to find out.
Cheney?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Maurer? Yes. Wheeler?
Yep.
We are adjourned.